Per flumina iuro infera sub terra stygio labentia luco. I feel like all the words are just mushing together in my mouth and I cannot pronounce anything correctly anymore. It's so nice of you to help me study for this. I don't know how you can take me just going over this again and again. You're the best. Yes. The best study buddy. Maybe you could even be a better study buddy and get me a glass of water, pretty please. So my mouth can relax a little bit and I won't butcher the words as bad anymore. Okay, you're just getting up and doing it. This is new. Usually you're always protesting and trying to start a discussion when I ask you to do something for me. That involves getting up from the couch. What's up with you? You felt like you just had to do it. You know, maybe just stay here and let me go over the text very quickly again, because I think maybe I might have done something. No, don't worry, please. it's just that now that I'm reading this passage again in my head, I realize that I might have mispronounced something earlier, and the words here are pretty similar to a spell that practicing lately, and I totally didn't mean to, but I might have accidentally put a spell on you. I'm super sorry. I'm so sorry. This is really not, I don't do this to my friends. I would never do this on purpose. I'm so sorry. Yeah. No, nothing will happen to you. It's just that the spell I've been practicing is, you kind of, for the next 2 hours, I think, you kind of just will do everything that I tell you. I'm so sorry. This is why you didn't try to discuss getting me a glass of water. Are you mad? Yeah, basically, as you said when I asked you to get me a glass of water, you will just feel like you want to do it yourself, not like it's something I want you to do. But nothing will happen to you and you will go back to normal in 2 hours. I can just if you would like, I can just not talk to you for the next few hours, or I can just leave, or I don't know. I'm really, 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 really sorry. I will buy you ice cream tomorrow to make up for it. Yeah, no, it's just that you will do everything I ask you. Yeah, Pretty much, basically. Yeah, basically, I could make you do anything I wanted now. You seem very curious about this. Yes, I could just tell you, I don't know, everything I wanted from you, and you would just do it, I guess. Why are you blushing? Sweatpants don't really hide a lot, do you? Do you have a boner? That's... I'm pretty sure I did not mess up that much, and this is not part of the spell. Come on, you can tell me. I'm your best friend. Does it turn you on to be in this position? To be told things and have to do them? Tell me when you're uncomfortable and when you really don't want anything that I tell you. I mean, you will only realize it a few seconds later, but you can still tell me, right? And I'm afraid I'm not really experienced in giving orders, but yeah. You know, I have a lot of naughty fantasies, so I might have thought about it. Oh, just, you know, I might have thought about I don't know. Being asleep, for example, and just doing things to your sleeping body when you cannot really defend yourself. Yeah. Sometimes, maybe. You know, it's just that. I'm very curious, and sometimes I would just like to play and explore and take my time, and yeah, it turns me on too. Bigger than me and stronger, so usually I don't have the feeling of having a lot of power over you, but sometimes imagining being in control a bit more can be really, really sexy because sexy, and you know, I like to do things to you, and I like your body, and sometimes I like to think about having it all to myself. Maybe just take off your clothes for me. No, I just really, I like watching you taking off your shirt. And, don't tease me like that. Just take off your sweatpants. Exactly what I want, to be honest. I just, if you don't mind, I would like to take off my pants too, so I can touch myself a little bit. Is that okay? I know this might be weird, but I really, really, really want you to stroke your cock for me. Oh. Yeah, fuck. Oh, I want to watch you stroke yourself. Just let me slide my hand under my panties. Oh. I would like you to wrap your hand around like that. thinking about. I've been thinking about you not being able to move because you were tied up or something in my fantasy, and me just getting to tease you. Take my time between your legs. Wrap my fingers around your cock. And I want to lick it. So sexy to feel it on my lips. To run my tongue along the length of it. To lap up some of that pre-cum. Now this might be weird, but I love the scent of your cock. I just have to suck it a little bit. I don't want to make you. do something we haven't done yet. So, oh fuck. I just want to come, and I want you to come for me, so. You know something I've been thinking about a lot? When I've been fantasizing about you is... with my legs spread. Yes. Let me take off my pants. And I got my hoodie, so my stomach and my tits are exposed. So, I've been thinking about lying in front of you like this, and you just... and jerking your cock. Just making yourself come all over me. While you look down on me. And I've been thinking about you coming on me. On my skin. While I can watch you stroke your cock for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm such a little slut for you. Jerking off, I guess. I don't know why, it's just so sexy. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I kind of regret not having sucked your cock or make you cream by me. Oh, fuck. Ourselves and stop shaking, maybe.